Begin the current daf, Masechet Shabbos, daf Chavez, begin the Amud Beis, begin the Tez Divim Aschel, Tez begins the words of the Gemara, V'chila Eirahu Tzarech, what do you think, he needs the light? V'aloi kol Eisim Memeshan Nebuchula, but what do you mean, all those 40 years, that there was the light of the Shechina, which Tez can explain. Who are we talking about when we say V'chila Eirahu Tzarech? That is the Brice abroad, regarding the lighting of the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, what do you think, he needed the light of the Menorah? But the 40 years of the Jewish people in the Midbar, they only went to the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, that was the edus to the world that the divine presence was in the Jewish people. Now, simply understood, V'chila Eirahu Tzarech is going to the divine presence, which the Shechina doesn't need the light of the menorah. But that, as Taisa Tamer, it's a wonder. It says, "Am I Nokad Memshana?" Then why is the Gemara picking that for 40 years, when the Jewish people were in the Midbar, then he didn't need the light of the menorah? What do you mean, La'olam forever? Kolayim kuli, the whole world, La'irish l'makom halchem. They all go by the light of divine presence. The Shechina doesn't need any light. What does it mean, the light of the menorah? So, actually, those who explain that when it says V'chila Eirahu Tzarech, it's not going on the Shechina. Rather, V'chi Aaron, it's going on the Kahanim. What do you think, Aaron, K'shayin Nechznes Lefem, when he went inside the Beis HaMikdash, into the Mishkan, you think, La'iruhu Ahari Tzarech, you think he needed to light the Menorah? You think there was a point in lighting the Menorah for illumination? But what do you mean, for 40 years, the pillar of the clouds lit up for the Jewish people in all the places where they were? Because I mean, the Braisa Melechus Mishkan, like it brought in the Braisa, it says, Hey, Mistaka B'tafiach, a Jew would look at an earthenware vessel, V'royba, he would look at it, he would know what's inside of it. B'chavis, he would look at a barrel, he would know with x-ray vision what's inside of it. So Aaron didn't need a light of menorah because they had the pillar of fire that illuminated the whole midbar for them. So therefore, that makes sense. That was specifically for the 40 years that the Jewish people were in the midbar. And b'chim mashma teres kainim, so this sounds like in the Braisa teres kainim, the akahanim koi, that was going on the kahanim. The garas asim, awesome because the gears at the end of teres kainim is b'chit trichim l'ner. Do you think they needed the ner? But all the 40 years they didn't need the candle. Shnemek, it says the pasuk, because the cloud of Hashem was on the Mishkan. But the fact that it says Tzrichim in the Lashon Rabbim sounds like going the Kahanim, not in the Shechina. However, Tais is bothered because Beshila Kol Kabanis, at the end, the Perikol Kabanis of Menachas Apevav Mabez Mashbet sounds like Dash Chinakai, that it is going in divine presence. The Maishi Lagabi Hodom Rebbe Lezer, it's going on a certain member of Rebbe Lezer that it says over there in that same Gemara, Loila Chilan Nitzarach. Hashem says, you think I need to eat? I don't need to eat. Veloila Oira Nitzarach, and I don't need illumination. But coming on Hashem, so too the Gemara says over there, Leferecha Sa'edis, when it says that there's the curtain of the testimony, which was the Perecha separating the Kesher Kadakadashim, what does it mean there was the Perecha Sa'edis? Edis Ilchalboy Oilm, it was testimony for everyone who come to the world, Shashchin Asher Bisrael, that the Divine Presence rested among the Jewish people. And Vim Taima, and if you're going to say, La'iran Itzarach, and that's where it continues and says, and you think I need the light? Valikol Oisin Arbarm Shana, but what, all those 40 years the Jewish people went to his light? Sounds like from the Braisa that this idea is going in the same idea that it's about Hashem, the divine presence doesn't need it, and not the way Taisa explains. So Taisa brought two interpretations. Either V'chila Eirahu Tzarech is going on the divine presence, as it sounds like from the Gemara Menachos, or it's like Taisa first said, it's going on Aaron HaKohen. Now continuing next, Taisa the Masechet begins the words of the Gemara, V'hoi Mesayim, and with that he concluded. Taisa can explain, what does it mean, the V'hoi Mesayim? B'chligas Rashi and Taisus. The Braisa brought that the Neir Maravi, from there they would light, and from there they would conclude. So Pirsh B'Kuntras Rashi explains, what does it mean, the Vahoy Messiah, that with that they concluded? Doesn't mean that with that they concluded the lighting, rather that they concluded Ha'atava, which was the cleaning out of the menorah, which was, because what happened was, Shashar Ha'yimetiv Shachas, all the other candles they would clean out in the morning when the Kohen would come in the morning. B'zeh Ha'yimetiv Ben Abayim, and this they would do the last one, they would conclude the cleaning in the evening. Because since it lit all day, they didn't put it out. Only when the evening, when they came, they had to relight again. That's when they would go ahead and clean it out. Now, what would they do? Because it was still lit when they came at nighttime. So Rashi explains, they would hold the last night's wick, which is still lit in the name of Ravi, where they would hold the old one in their hand, where they would intermittently put it into a vessel, until they would put in to the name of Ravi the new oil and wick for the next night, umadlika, and then they would light from the old fire that they had from last night. They would go ahead and light it, the new Neimar Ravi, umadlika shamam, and then they would light all the other candles from the Neimar Ravi. Like we said, from it they would light, and that was the last one that they cleaned out. But the Kashli, the Riva is bothered that in our sugya we find that Rav held that you're not allowed to light by the Ner Chanukah from one candle to another candle. Now, it's machlokes in Aram to understand the opinion of Rav. Some say because it's a disgrace, what's called Biza Mitzvah, which to take from one to light another one. Some say it's, of course, Akhushe Mitzvah, because it looks like as if you're diminishing from the light of one candle when you're lighting another one from it. Now, the Gemara asked on Rav, we find by the Beis HaMikdash, where they would light the old other Neretz from the Nehmar Rabbi. You see a lot of light from one candle to another candle. The problem is, says Taisus, says the Riva, based on what Rashi's saying, Sheim after that, if it's possible to have this reality, that you're going to have the wick of the Nehmar Rabbi out of the menorah itself. When you're cleaning it out and it's not extinguished, the way Rashi described it, because that's where they actually relight the Nehmar Rabbi, the new one, from the old one. So if it's possible to have it, that you can be lahadlik mina yashana, to light the new one from the old one. Se'im kain, if that's the case, you have a new reality over here. Just like you have this reality, you can light the new Nehmar Rabbi from the old one. So then gama shar yadlik mimena, then the other candles you could also light from that Nehmar Rabbi from the old one from yesterday. So therefore, my parak l'Rav, so what's the Gemara's question on Rav and the Neir's in the Beis HaMikdash, that how could you light from one Neir to another one if it's violating Rav's principle? But it's not true. Even though he tapsi la yishanim in the Neir, once you take out the old, yesterday's Nehmar Rabbi from the Menorah, now it's not anymore Neir Shel Mitzvah. So Suleka Lemishim Busy Mitzvah, there's no more disgrace of the Mitzvah. Lemishim Akushim Mitzvah, no more deficiency of the Mitzvah, because it's not even the Neir Shel Mitzvah. And you have a light to light from. Elavada, rather, it's obvious, says the Riva, that the EF Shalasis can, that you cannot do that in reality, to have the wick out of the oil, to have the flame without the where it's in the original part of the Menorah, and what we call the Neir, because it would go out before you get a chance to light from it. Rather, explains the Rivah, Kshabola Hatev, when they would come to clean out the Benaira, how you made them Komash Benaira, they would clean out everything that was there in the holder. Vabasila Hesakav Melan, you're right, the wick would go out by itself. Not like Rashi, who says that it was still lit until after they cleaned it out and they would light from that one from yesterday. No. Elaba'ich, Abasila Yashan, the Benaira Rabbi Delekes, but rather, what did they do? When they would come at night time and the Nehmar Rabbi was still lit, when they were still lit, they would light the other ones from that one. Then they would clean out the Nehmar Rabbi, and then they would put in a new wick and a new oil. They would light the Nehmar Rabbi from the other ones. And it says that with that one they would conclude, not like Rasha, it means the Hatava. Hainu had luck, it was the last one that they would light. So Taisus brought that Machlik is a Rasha regarding what does it mean the Vahi Mesayim. Rasha explained Shayim Mesayim was the Hatava. He explains, in the evening, they would find the Nehmar Rabbi from yesterday that was still lit, and they would clean it out, and then they would light the new one from the old one. So, therefore, it was the last one to be cleaned out. Now, Taisus explained that Bayi Mesayim was the lighting. They explained that what they would do is, when they would come at nighttime and it was still lit, they would light the other ones from the Nehmar Rabbi, from yesterday's Nehmar Rabbi. Then they would clean it out, and then they would light it from the other ones. It comes out that it was the last one to be lit, not the way Rashi says that it was the last one to be cleaned. Then the next taste of Maskel Taisus begins the words of the Gemara, but over here, keeping the Gvi Neiris V'chulu, but since the Neiris are permanent, which Taisus can explain, what's the Gemara's question? It's only according to one man do'amr that holds what's called Neir Shel Parakamai, which the Braisa had brought, that a lot of they lit the Neir of the Menorah from the Nehmar Rabbi. So the Gemara says that you can't say that they literally lit from the Neir itself, because the Neir means to say the actual part of the candelabra where the wick and the oil is in, it was permanent, and therefore you couldn't move it. So you have to say that they lit it through something else, what in our Gemara we call it Adei Kisam, and from there the Gemara proves that you let a light, the Neir Chanukah, from one to another one, even through like a twig through something else. Taisa says, this the Gemara explains, that the Neiris were kavuin in the Menorah, that is command the Amid Perak Beis Midas. That's specifically like the Manda Amid in the second Perak of Midas, which brought him Noches da Pechesam Beis. The Neir shall Parakamai. What that means to say is that the gold in the place where the Neiris were connected to the Menorah, that was very thin, and you were able to bend it and clean it out very well that way. The Mash Mahasim, the Bukhubahabu, from that Manda Amid, it sounds like that it was attached. When it means that it's shal parak, it means kadesha yuchala hatiba yafa, that you clean out well, but it's kavua, and therefore, if you would want to light from one to the next, as the Gemara assumed, you would have to use some third party. But, says Taisa, vikamanda ma'asim, there is a different opinion the Gemara brings over there, duloy haba kavua, that the Neiris were not permanent. Elohim asalki legam b'shasatav, actually, when they would clean it out, they would actually remove the actual cups themselves, v'achachem nicha, then put it back into the Menorah, According to that opinion, you could say that when there would light from one there, from the other there, from the near my Ravi, that you actually would take it out, and therefore you didn't have to light through a kisim, and therefore the Gemara's question is only according to the man Amma, the holds that they were kavi, not those that held that they were not kavi. Ketuvah next tells their muscles as it begins the words of Gemara, my hava lo. What was the conclusion? Tosfos comes clear. What's the Gemara's question of my havel? And as the Gemara is going through in our sugya, is it permitted to light from one there to another there? At the end of the sugya, the Gemara asks, so what was the conclusion? Are you allowed to light from one there to another? So the Gemara says that it depends on the question of what's the mitzvah near Chanukah. Is it the lighting or is it the placing that's the mitzvah? If you say the mitzvah is the lighting, so then you're allowed to light from one there to another, because once the lighting is the mitzvah, so that's not considered to be the mitzvah. But if, let's say, you put it down as the mitzvah, then you're not allowed to light from one to the other one, because you're not doing a mitzvah with the actual light. Says Taisa's Tame, it's a wonder. What's the Gemara's question? So to what's the Gemara saying? Chazina. Oh, let's see. It depends on the question. If the hadlaka does the mitzvah, or the nocha does the mitzvah. But Tais says, halacha mashma, the halacha gishmul. From our sugya, it seems clearly that the halacha is like Shmuel, who he holds that you could light from one there to another. Why? The rabba of Kabbah say, the Gemara brought previously that rabba did like Shmuel, and therefore we could presume the halacha is like Shmuel. Now, in our Gemara, we find the Machlekes Amiram in explaining the Machlekes Rab and Shmuel, if you light a light from one there to another one. Some say the Machlekes is when you light through a kisim, through like a twig. Rab says it's forbidden because that's a bezoyim for the ner, because you're taking through a third party. And Shmuel says it's permitted. Now, some say that the Machlekes is when you light not through a third party, just directly. Rav says it's forbidden because it looks like that the second one is drawing away from the actual candle of the first one. And Shmuel says it's permitted. Now, the Gemara asks, on the one who explains that the machlekes is specifically when you're lighting not with a twig, that comes out, according to Rav, even directly it's forbidden. We find him in there, the Beis HaMikdash, that they did light from there, from one there, from the other, to the other there. So if you say the machlekes Rav Shmuel is when you're lighting through a kisim, so, you could say that the noise of the Beis HaMikdash was not through a kisim. But if you say the machlekes was not through a kisim, so it comes out that even directly Rav held it's forbidden, so then you have it difficult for the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, it says Taisus, since we explained that Lach is like Shmuel, then Cain, if that's the case, Kin said Nami Shoris, and then it's going to come out that through a twig it should also be permitted, and therefore what's the Gemara's question? Because Dal Karchach Bekin said Pligi, because obviously, according to the Gemara's conclusion, the Machlekes Rav Shmuel was even with a twig. And Ubabiza mitzvah, and the question was not like what we call a klushim mitzvah, but rather because of the disgrace of the mitzvah, which is when it's through a third party, because daman the mafarish time of the rab mishama klushim mitzvah, because according to the opinion that says that the machlekes was regarding even directly because of you diminishing for the mitzvah, itoisiv, the Gemara refutes that man the amar. If so, what's the Gemara asking? My Havalah, it's obvious Allah is like Shmuel, where we explain that la maskana, what's their machlekes, they were saying Allah is like Shmuel, is even if you're lighting from one candle to another one through a third thing, through a kisim. So if so, what's the Gemara asking or concluding that according to the one who holds Hanocha is a mitzvah, according to him, you're not allowed to light from there and there, but Allah is like Shmuel that says you're allowed to light from there and there, even through a kisim. So what you have to say is the inner type is divi rabba ikar. But the Gemara did not hold the halachic practice of rabba as primary, and therefore the halacha is not going to be like Shmuel, rather like it usually is by Yisroel, like Rab. And that's the Gemara's question, that my havalah, which they were asking in the opinion of Rav, does he say it's forbidden only through a kisim, or even not through a kisim? And what was the Gemara's question? I mean, by the way, the Gemara's question was as follows. If you say the placing is the mitzvah, so then it would be forbidden from Rav that to go even from one candle to another candle, mishum biza mitzvah, that would be considered a disgrace for the mitzvah. Why? That would be because kamei bekinsa, that would be like using a twig. Meaning just that when you use a twig, you're not doing a mitzvah with this twig. So therefore, it's forbidden. So too over here, if you hold the hanocha is the mitzvah and not the adloka, so when you're doing a lighting, it's only like a hechsher mitzvah, like the twig, and therefore that would be forbidden to do from one candle. Oh, yeah, adloka is a mitzvah, v'shari. Or the Gemara says, no, maybe the lighting is the mitzvah, and therefore it's permitted, k'may b'menorah, like we find by the menorah, d'lei cheshin l'chushim mitzvah, not concerned for the deficiency of the mitzvah, it's only would be biza, and there's no biza if you hold adloka is a mitzvah. Masik, and the Gemara concludes that adloka is a mitzvah, that it's the lighting that does the mitzvah, and therefore v'shari is permitted. Or inami, or another approach says Taisa Mitzasi B'Shem Rivam. The Mibayla Libid Shmuel. No, actually, the Gemara's question was: we do hold what Rabbah's practice was primary, and the Halacha is like Shmuel. And the Gemara's question was: according to Shmuel, the Chazakav say that's like him. The Gemara's question was: Ishar Bekinza Ilav. Yes, he holds it permitted and we hold like him, but is it even with a twig or not? The Gemara's question was, is do we actually rule like the Gemara had established earlier, which is according to the one meaning Rav that holds Mishum Bizur Mitzvah because of disgrace and Mitzvah that's the prohibition. So if that's what you hold is the prohibition, so actually Shari Lahadlik Miner Lanela Rav. So according to Rav, you're only not allowed to do it through a third thing, but that means to say, but if you do it directly, you actually light a light from one candle to another candle. Vim Kane, if that's the case, so Bekinsipli. If that's how we hold in Rav, so that means to say that in how we had earlier interpreted, that means the machlekes was between him and Shmuel was bekinsipli, that Rav holds it's permitted actually directly, and the machlekes was only through a third thing like a twig. Oh, that means to say that for Shari Shmuel, so Shmuel that said it's permitted was even bekinsi, even with a twig. Oy dilma, maybe the Gemara's question was loy kamel hachem. Maybe we don't rule like we had earlier established. No, that actually even from one candle to another one directly, it would still be considered a disgrace for the mitzvah. V'asa Rav, and Rav in that case would say it's forbidden. Now, although early the Gemara had proven the Menorah that if it's not through a kisim, that according to everyone you light a light from there to there. So because if not the case, how are they able to light the Menorah from one to another one? But now the Gemara holds that that's not a definitive proof, as Taisa explaining. Because according to the opinion that the hadlaka does the mitzvah, that's only if you hold hadlaka is a mitzvah. But it's possible that anocha is a mitzvah, that the placing does the mitzvah, and if it's not comparable to the menorah. By the menorah, it's the lighting of the menorah from one to another one that's fulfilling the mitzvah of the hadlaka. Whereas by the ner chanukah, and that's what the Gemara is explaining now, it depends on if you hold hadlaka or hanocha. If you hold anocha, then the mitzvah is not being fulfilled until you place it down. So if so, you could say the machlokes Rav and Shmuel was not through a kisim, and if so, b'davka miner l'ner shari Shmuel. Only directly did Shmuel say it's permitted. Of bekinsa, with a twig, afal Shmuel might didasa, even Shmuel would agree that's forbidden. Masik, and that's what the Gemara concludes, chazinan, that we see, if you hold out l'kais and mitzah, then you'll allow light from there to there. If you say out l'kais and mitzah, you're not allowed light from there to there. Because the boilin, that was the question that we had, is had l'kais and mitzah or hanocha? If so, the Gemara concludes that l'kais and mitzah, that's the lighting that does the mitzah. And if so, obviously, Malchik's Rabbi Shmuel was through a kisim. Umadlik l'rab b'ner l'ner, Rab would agree that you'll allow light from there to there, k'may b'ner. If so, ul Shmuel, that is the one that's the permissible opinion, afil b'kinsah shari, that means to say he permits even through a twig, and therefore that was the conclusion, even with a kinsah it's permitted. So Taisa wrote two interpretations for the Gemara's question of my havala. Either that the Gemara held the halacha is like Rav, that you don't light from ner to ner, not like Rabba who ruled like Shmuel. And the Gemara's question was, does Rav hold that it's usher even not through a twig, or only through a twig? And that would depend. If you hold on lokais and mitzah, if so, it's comparable to the menorah, which the actual lighting is the mitzah, and therefore it is permitted not through a kisim. But if you hold on nochais and mitzah, and therefore, no, it's that similar to kisim, and therefore it would be forbidden. Or a second approach Taisa had from the Rivam, that the Gemara's question was actually according to Shmuel, the way Rabbah had ruled. But the question was that Shmuel that says it's mutter, is that even through a kisim or only not through a kisim? And that depends. If you say hadlaka is a mitzah, if so it's comparable to the menorah, which it's the hadlaka. And then you have to say that obviously Rav didn't say it's forbidden only when you use that, when it's not through a kisim. And therefore, Shmuel that said that it's permitted is even through a kisim. Or do you say that Hanacha does the mitzvah? And if so, then it's not comparable to the menorah. And therefore, you could say that the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel was only not through a kisim, but if it was through a kisim, then Shmuel would agree that it's aser. But the Gemara concludes that, according to Shmuel, even bekinsa it is shari. To the next Taisa Maskel Taisa begins the words of the Gemara Diboilu with the following question: Hadlaka is a mitzvah, chulu. What's the mitzvah? Is it Hadlaka or is the Hanacha? Taisa explains the basic halacha ramification: if you hold the mitzvah is Hadlaka or is the Hanacha, is if a deaf mute, the mentally deranged or a minor lights it, that if you hold that luck as the mitzvah, then you have not fulfilled it. If you hold that nacha as the mitzvah, then you could fulfill it because it depends if an adult moves it to the place. Or the same thing in the reverse. If let's say the chersh v'katan, if let's say the adult lights it, if you say if they place it, in other words, if you say that luck is the mitzvah, it's over here that the adult lit it, so then it's okay. But if the anocha is the mitzvah, so then you have not fulfilled your mitzvah until the anocha, and that was done through someone invalid, and therefore then it would be invalid.